Blog Talk Radio.
And tonight our co-host, once you can get in here, is Mr. Mike, as usual. The show intro is courtesy of I Am Warpace and their track titled Fear the Future. Please drop by the show page and get the full version a listen. And once again tonight, we're having some blog talk in issues, given why Mr. Mike isn't in yet, and hopefully this is recording. I swear that they're incompetent over there. So, anyways, tonight, I may not have a wingman by the time it's all said and done with. Sitting back here on the back end, looking at the studio, and cannot direct connect. Thanks, Blood Talk. You're morons. Anyways, I don't know. We may end up just scrubbing this for tonight, and, I'll double check and see about running a Friday night tomorrow night. As Mr. Mike tries again and looks like maybe failed again. And they got this wonderful pop-up back here. We are currently experiencing an issue with the host line and guest call-in functions. Our engineers are actively working to resolve this issue. Please watch for updates. Blog Talk, that does me a hell of a lot of good when it happens in the middle of one of my broadcasts starting. Who are these clowns? This is getting old and ridiculous. Beyond old and ridiculous. So I'll give it a few here, and we'll see what happens. Whether or not good old Mr. Mike can get in or not. Because it's appearing that the only way for him to get in would be through the host call-in and pin, which, of course, it probably will not let them in because I'm already using it. Let me try this. You see, it may be, just maybe, it'll let two of us on like this. It may not. Give me a moment here, everybody, while I'm typing. Again, my apologies. Not our fault. What a way to start a show. Then watch, this will wind up bouncing me out then. Evidently, this is basically the same problem that Eva was having the other night. And evidently, when Mr. Mike tries calling in on the main line, it is just ringing and ringing and not connecting him. So I just sent him the alternate information I have for Colin to see if I can get him in here so we can at least record and broadcast. Obviously, if this continues, we will not be able to take Colin's tonight. That's if anybody is able to actually, call in and connect to listen. And, of course, I've done the host call in and pin, and it's not even showing me connected on the switchboard, suggesting no callers. You can hear me? Okay. Well, at least it's broadcasting. Whether it's going to let anybody listen to it or not remains to be seen. So it would seem that I'm going to end up being stuck going into things without Mr. Mike. Blog Talk, you are incompetent and you suck. And it would be different if this was the first time that we've had issues with you, but it's not. So, I guess I'll start without Mikey, which always blows. So, impeach Trump distraction, taking away from Ukraine realities while fueling anti-Trump TDS. What is so amazingly dumbfounding to me is how much the liberal, progressive, socialist, communist, Democrat left hates this president so much that they can't see how the precedents they're pushing will eventually be used against them. Or is it their arrogance, thinking once they accumulate power, they can never lose it? If we as Americans allow this, we'll infect and plague our political process for all future generations. As a patriot, I cannot and will not allow it as long as I draw breath. This all goes back to what we talked about last week, Frankfurt School, and how they've been conditioned through secondary education to reject all thoughts but their own. They are not open-minded. They are not balanced or just. They apply one set of rules to another while applying more lenient judgment to their own. This is evidenced through Presley's speech about black and other minority voices. You're welcome to speak and represent if your views fall within their preferred political box. If your views differ, then you do not apply to the conservative conversation, and you are not wanted nor welcomed. They are not all-inclusive, as they suggest, and there is no room for opposing view. As such, the moral high ground they claim is barren and non-existent. They suggest that because they accept LGBTQ, blacks, and other minorities, that is representative of their claim. What they miss is that they don't accept all of them. Just the ones that support the liberal, progressive, socialist, communist, left, Democrat view. They do not apply the rhetoric evenly to all people, and if you do not share their views, you are the enemy, not a person, and anything can be done to you to bludgeon you into conformity. Impeach the president, good luck with that. So, before we start getting into these things, we need to go over some definitions. And once again, reminder, the broadcast outline has all the source information, so repeat my research. See if you find what I find. So, impeachment, short definition. A process that is used to charge, try, and remove public officials for misconduct while in office. Long definition. Impeachment is a fundamental constitutional power belonging to Congress. This safeguard against corruption can be initiated against federal office holders from the lowest cabinet member all the way up to the president and the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. Besides providing the authority for impeachment, the U.S. Constitution details the methods to be used. Two-stage process begins in the House of Representatives with a public inquiry into allegations. It culminates, if necessary, with a trial in the Senate. State constitutions model impeachment processes for state officials on this approach. At both the federal and state levels, impeachment is rare. From the passage of the Constitution to the mid-1990s, only 50 impeachment proceedings were initiated, and only a third of these went as far as a trial in the Senate. The reluctance of lawmakers to use this power is a measure of its gravity. It is generally only invoked by evidence of criminality or substantial abuse of power. With that, well, and a pause on that. Evidently, Mr. Mike isn't going to make it in tonight. And really, I don't want to go over this stuff without him. He has valuable input in this two-man broadcast. So, unfortunately, I think at this point in time, I'm going to end this broadcast. We're just going to push this off to next week. It'll help me round a few things out that was taking a bit longer than what I wanted to. And I apologize to everybody, but I cannot account for Blog Talk's incompetence. And in this one, it surely is. So, anyways, unfortunately, people, I'm just not going to do this without Mike. So, until next week, then, I guess, everyone be safe, take care, and my apologies again. Please do slam Blog Talk for their BS. Good night, everybody.